This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the time has come for the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with a quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, ahead of the three-day special sittings of Parliament, Mr. Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law, officially known as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, that is Adhiniyam. Talks between the United States and Iran have ended without an agreement after nearly 21 hours of negotiations in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. The U.S. Vice President, J.D. Vance, said the discussions were substantive but failed to produce a deal.
We've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement. And I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. We go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could. And they have chosen not to accept our terms.
The U.S. Vice President said the core of the disagreement is Washington's demand for a clear and long-term commitment from Tehran not to pursue nuclear weapons or capabilities that could enable rapid weaponization. He said that a final and best offer has now been placed before Iran, with Washington awaiting Tehran's response. The meeting marks the highest level direct engagement between Washington and Tehran in decades. Amid talks, U.S. President Donald Trump said it made no difference whether a deal was reached with Iran. Speaking to reporters, President Trump added that operations in the Strait of Hormuz were ongoing and asserted that the United States had already won. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began his two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, holding high-level talks in Abu Dhabi amid ongoing tensions in West Asia and concerns over the welfare of Indian nationals in the region. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar met UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday, where discussions focused on the evolving regional situation and its implications. The External Affairs Minister conveyed appreciation for the UAE government's support in ensuring the safety and well-being of the Indian community, while both sides reviewed cooperation and ways to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said that Indian-flagged vessel Jag Vikram, navigated by 24 Indian crew members, successfully sailed out of the Persian Gulf region yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Sonowal informed that the cargo carries 20,412 metric tons of LPG and its estimated time of arrival is 15th of April. Campaigning for West Bengal assembly elections is picking up momentum, with only 11 days remaining for the first phase of polling. Top political leaders from all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. From the Bharatiya Janata Party, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Kawakhali in Siliguri around 11 o'clock. From the Trinamool Congress side, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to speak at several rallies across East Bardhaman, West Bardhaman and Bankura districts. Polling for the 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April the 23rd and April the 29th. In Bihar, 13 people have been killed and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district. The accident occurred around 6 p.m. last evening near Basgara Chowk in Kora block on National Highway 31. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Vaishali maintained her sole lead in the Women's Candidates Tournament by scoring a crucial win over Alexandra Guryashkina in the 11th round at Peia, Cyprus last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.